This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This podcast is part of E2C Network, where we share the whole Auburn experience.
War Eagle Auburn family and War Eagle, and a special welcome to our E2C Network family. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you are watching live or on the replay, however you got here, whenever you got here. We appreciate you being part of our little family within the Auburn family. We have a special topic that we want to discuss today, one that I think a certain individual has been preparing for since he was born, apparently. I don't know. I could be wrong. But this feels like the Super Bowl of sorts. We are finally no longer speculating. We are finally talking about facts, the future, what is coming. And the future, it is Just Do It. Auburn and Nike. You know, when we talk apparel for Auburn, we are talking to one individual right here on the screen with me right now, Mr. Clint Richardson of the Auburn Uniform Database. What is going on, sir?
I'm tired. I want to take a nap.
Hey, you knew this was coming more than anybody else. So you had what, your whole life to prepare for this moment. You think you'd be ready for it.
Oh, man. No, I didn't really have a real lead time. I just started prepping about a month ago, just putting something on paper just to have something ready. And thankfully it paid off. Thankfully they announced it early yesterday and not when I was in meetings all afternoon. So it worked out just about as good as it could at that point.
I wonder if someone was looking out for you or something that knew that this would be a very important thing for you to be on top of and said, you know, maybe there's a connection out there to your work meetings and bosses. It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
You know what? You say that, and this is just entirely conjecture, but there have been many moments where news has broken while I am not at my computer. And it's beyond just Auburn, and it's you know, I've got friends who do this for their respective schools, and you know, we joked just the other day that every single one of us has had uniform related news break while we are traveling. I think during the football season, the orange face mask being worn at Texas A&M was announced at like 5:02 as I am on my commute home, and I had to pull off the interstate to cover that. So yeah, it happens a lot.
See, this is what happens for content creators, folks. When stuff breaks, no matter where we are, well, for most cases, we have to stop what we're doing and actually try to, you know, respond or be prepared for something. But look, no matter whether you were prepared for it or not, you knew this day was coming. If we kind of read the tea leaves, we knew that we were getting close to that time period.
Yeah.
I guess where I want to start with you, because we just want to talk about what we know about what everybody needs to know about this deal and what we might know and things like that. And then we'll move into more of a Q&A time, but you guys can start dropping in comments now that you might want us to address. What do you feel like in terms of, was this a little bit earlier than you thought it would be announced? Did you think it was going to be more so summer, like true summer?
No, I 100% thought this would happen Q1. So we're just a little later than I expected, just because of the lead time. You know, it takes so long to get everything in line to get ready for the season. You know, you've got to have every single team ready, new uniforms ordered, all the sizing correct, all the numbering correct, all the design work already done. I mean, if you look at what equipment teams do, they're ordering almost 2.5 to 3 years in advance. So we are very, very close to the window that in order to have anything ready on day one, 2025, they had to order now.
Yeah.
And they might have ordered 3 weeks ago. I don't know what happened. But it's a very tight timeline, and we are in that moment right now. So I feel for this equipment staff and what they're having to deal with in this transition, because it's a busy time for me just trying to cover it, but they are the ones who actually had to put all the work into it. So it's a very busy time for those guys. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I really expected this, and I had been saying since the beginning that I thought we would get an answer, you know, Q4 2023 or Q1 2024, and we're just 2 weeks into Q2. So again, just it's tight, and it's still a little later than I thought it would be. And I don't know if it was just crossing I's, dotting T's, you know, whatever it was, but it was a tight finish right here.
Well, before we reiterate the facts of what we do know about this deal and stuff right now, let me ask you in that same vein, when do you think the deal was made? I know you don't know, but we can maybe make an educated guess. And if I can give you a parameter, we know that the Under Armour president or owner, I don't know what title I would give him, made an appearance in fall practice, I believe. Do you remember that? Or I have that timeline correct in my head?
Yeah, Kevin Plank, founder, former CEO, now back to CEO. You wonder why their stocks has dropped again. He's made multiple trips back to the Plains over the last year just to try to salvage this relationship. And, you know, we can just assume that the contract was, you know, agreed to in principle a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just don't have that information. And even when I get my hands on the contract itself, it might be signed today's date. It might be signed July 1st. Like we just won't know. And it's just the world that we aren't privy to. And that's where you get all these, you know, crazy beliefs of what's going on behind the scenes. Like there's a whole world that people just don't understand and we don't have eyeballs on.
Well, that's what you're here for, is to help bring it to light as much as you can, what you can conjecture and what you can try to dig out of all the nuance that may be out there. No matter when it happened, how it happened, the reality is I think we all saw the writing on the wall that this was going to be a change. And let me remind folks, this is an 18-year relationship with Under Armour. I'll be honest with you. When I saw that figure in the headline release I got from the athletic department, I did a double take, because to me, it feels like just yesterday, because that's the world that I grew up in, Auburn and Under Armour. And I know that a lot of you remember that. Most of you will still remember the Russell days, but most of you, that's your nostalgia. So I know that there's a lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts about whether this is the right move, the wrong move. I think the prevailing is one of positivity for the most part. But what are the details, Clint? If you could just lay out exactly what we know from that press release or what you remember off the top of your head, I can obviously fill in the gaps too.
The only thing that has been confirmed is that it is a 10-year deal beginning on July 1st, 2025. So you will not see anything Auburn and Nike related until that day. I've had a lot of questions about this over the last 24 hours, you know, 30 hours or whatever. Expect a big celebration, a big marketing campaign push for that day. You know, when Pitt did this, a lot of teams do this, that they have a big celebration, a big block party, show off some uniforms, whether they're what's going to be worn on the field or the court later that year or not. But that July 1st is a big, big deal when it comes to celebrating that transition and actually officially beginning this new relationship. So again, that's July 1st, 2025. So there was another comment in the questions about, you know, when does that transition happen? Is it going to be after the basketball season? It's going to be after everything's over. Mm-hmm. The current Under Armour contract, like most of these deals throughout sports go, we'll run through June 30th, 2025. July 1st is a new season, a new era.
Do you think, again, I know we're moving on to Nike, but just trying to put all the pieces of this story and puzzle together, I can see one instance where Under Armour kind of starts pulling back. I mean, they've already, you know, met their obligations, given out the uniforms and stuff like that, and Auburn as well. But do you think there will be, I don't want to say a celebration, but an acknowledgement of this 18-year relationship of Auburn being one of those few schools that stepped out with this company? Do you think we might have anything like that?
No, I think it'll be really interesting to see if we do. I just don't, that's just not how these things usually work. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's asking a lot for both of these companies to spend the next year together. I mean, imagine breaking up with your boyfriend or girlfriend and spending the next year living in the same house with them. Like, that's kind of what we've got. We've got a year long,
year.
It's a lame duck situation right now. And, you know, Under Armour has obligations to provide all the apparel and uniforms and accessories that the teams have already purchased for this upcoming season.
Yep.
Those usually don't get in until over the summer towards the fall. So, you know, there is still a lot left to be done. Don't think that nothing's going to be done between Auburn and Under Armour going forward. And they're not just letting bygones be bygones and walking away from it right now, this second, because there is still work to be done. Yeah. There is still a legal contract in place until that day. So everything that you've seen so far, you know, it was last September that Auburn was no longer held by the exclusive bargaining agreement or whatever it was with Under Armour, and they were legally allowed to go speak with other companies. Auburn announcing this today is still within those rights of the contract, but there's still 16 months left that have to be fulfilled. And it's going to be a long 16 months for everybody.
It's going to be a little, you could say it's an awkward year where we all know we're breaking up, but we just got to get all our ducks in a row and things of that nature. I guess in my little, just wanting everybody to be kumbaya, I would love to see a video of sorts of them, like, you know, rewinding the tape and going back to click clack when this was first announced, and then just kind of like having a little celebration of that, showing the national championship game, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I agree, and I think that could be a fun, I mean, if anybody wants to make a video for the Auburn Uniform Database, I'm down to celebrate it on our end, but it's you're just not going to see that. That's just not how this works. That's not how corporate America works. That's not how this industry works, and it is a bummer because there has been such a rich history between these two right now, and it's a shame that it's soured as much as it has. I think if you see Under Armour in about the same place that they were in 2015, maybe even 2016 today, this isn't a conversation we're having, but it's a real shame to see what Under Armour has spiraled into in the last 7-8 years.
And you had hope that they might be at least surviving a little bit by retaining Notre Dame. But when you peel that back a little bit, Notre Dame is a school that loves to differentiate themselves. And so why wouldn't they go with something, even if it's quote unquote, I don't want to call it a dying brand, but a brand that's not holding as strong as it used to be. It still gives them that different flavor out there. And I think that's what was valuable about Auburn coming into Under Armour. It gave you a differentiating factor, but Auburn's a much different place than it was when that brand alignment began. Here we are now with this Nike.
And also remember that this is a business decision. Mm-hmm. And the 2015 deal with Auburn and Under Armour was not a great business move in many ways, but in part because Auburn agreed to accept $10 million in stock payments at the high point of Under Armour's stock trading. And if you look at the numbers back in 2015, when Auburn signed this deal, Under Armour stocks were trading at about $54, $55 a piece. Just this week, they are under $7 a piece. That is almost $8.5 million of value that has been lost over the last almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's insane. Mm-hmm. And now we don't know if Auburn still has all that, if they were allowed to sell them or recoup anything. Like, we don't have those details, but point still stands. In less than 10 years, it had lost almost 90% of its value.
Yeah. We're kind of moving into a part of the conversation I wanted us to head here about why this happened. What's the reasoning behind the decision? Now, we're not going to know every single thing, but again, we can make some probably educated assumptions about what's the reasons behind a switch like this. And just maybe a similar comment and question here we have from Auburn Elvis with Notre Dame being private. Do we know their deal with Under Armour? And
Yes.
Probably not. Do you do know it?
Yes.
Oh,
it's about $10 million a year, if not more.
Okay. So there you go. So where would Auburn have been in that?
At the 2015 signing, Auburn was number two at about $7.8 million a year.
Okay.
And within a month, Wisconsin signed, and they were slightly above, which bumped Auburn back down to number three.
Yeah.
When Under Armour re-signed last year, I think it was $10 million a year for 9 years or for 10 years or something like that. I don't recall all the details of that deal, but yes, it is public information what that deal is.
This is why I come to you for this information, because I don't know where to look for it, and you have done the legwork to do it. So let's answer the question as best we can. Why Nike? What is the change about why we're changing? We can talk about as well in this if you need to, but why Nike? Why did Auburn and Nike decide to team up?
There are a lot of reasons, and you know, it might be worth ranking those one day, but ooh, as an outsider that doesn't really know how those conversations went, I can give you a handful. It's, you know, the perspective of the company. Under Armour is all but a dying brand right now, and it's a total shame. But again, you can't lose 90% of your value in 10 years and expect to be well regarded. Nike has 50 plus years of excellence behind their belt. So you've got rivals, yes, but on two completely different spectrums right now. And, you know, you've got the recognition of the swoosh. You've got Bo and Barkley, who have not been able to wear officially licensed Auburn gear because it's got the Under Armour logo, because they're lifetime Nike athletes, and Frank Thomas, I'm sure, as well. So, you know, you've got stuff like that. You've got Tim Cook, who is on the board of directors for Nike and has always wanted to, you know, connect his love of Auburn and his passion with Nike. You've got cleats are a huge deal, especially for these athletes, and I've heard more than my fair share of stories about Auburn athletes getting injured wearing Under Armour cleats. And you know, there, it's another rabbit hole we could dive into later, but you know, when you're competing at this level, you need to be confident in what you're wearing, and you need to be confident in your cleats. And you really get the sense that athletes were not confident in what they were wearing when it had the Under Armour logo on their feet. And even yesterday when the announcement got made, there were a ton of football players coming out of the woodshed talking bad about the Under Armour cleats specifically. And that stuff happens all the time. I'm not, you know, take all that kind of stuff with a grain of salt for sure. But it's a little telling when, you know, I've heard coaches at Auburn are not fond of the Under Armour cleats, and it's just what it is at this point. You know, Under Armour was not in the shoe business when Auburn signed with them in 2005. And so again, you're competing with a company who had a 30-year head start in the footwear business, and Under Armour was struggling to keep up with it and to innovate and to, you know, make Steph Curry look good in all white Under Armour shoes. And you know, it's just such a different, if you're not a sneakerhead, and I am not, it's hard to understand that community.
Yeah.
And there was such a stigma against Under Armour shoes, that they're ugly, that they're bad, that they're uncomfortable, that they're poor quality. And again, that's the persona that Under Armour had to carry for a long time. You know, even the stats, the Business Insider stats are that Under Armour was most popular with, you know, kids between the age of 6 and 9 or 6 and 12 or something like that. And once they got out of that, it changed immediately. You know, once you hit high school, you don't care about Under Armour, according to those stats. Mm-hmm. And that's such a hard thing to fight in such a brand loyal community and industry that America is, honestly.
Yeah. So we know, as we've been discussing, why the change was made in general, but to Nike versus Under Armour. Let me ask you this. Why Nike and not Adidas? Why Nike and not Air Jordan? Why? I know that's, you can go on for hours on that, but if you had to like pinpoint it down, what's the thing that set Nike apart from the other companies if we're going to make a change regardless?
I think there's kind of two things, two big aspects of that. Number one is Charles Barkley and Bo Jackson. The word has been that they have been pushing for this for a long time. Chuck has said as much on TV that he wants his team wearing Nike. So it's hard to go against what those two guys say. And number two, if you take a step back and kind of read what Auburn is, what Nike is, what Adidas is, like, Auburn just doesn't fit Adidas very well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were told to just compare all of these, it's Auburn and Nike or Auburn and Under Armour. And unfortunately, Adidas is just a distant third and just that comparison game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when you think Auburn, you don't think Adidas.
I would agree with that. And that's when we were having these conversations, even a year past or in the past, I often had that problem of trying to visualize that Adidas logo. And it's not that it wouldn't work. It just didn't feel right. And part of that is because I was so much associated with the Under Armour thing there.
Yeah.
As maybe a clarifying question, let me propose this to you. Do you think if it was only between Under Armour and Adidas, the switch still would have been made?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I felt like you would say that, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, because when you say it's a distant third in that.
I mean, that was just the mental comparing game. Yeah. But if you look at it through a different light, like a lot of the decision makers at Auburn seemingly wanted a new option. They were sick and tired of what they were dealing with and, you know, fighting an uphill battle with injuries and recruiting, if you think that's an issue. And either Nike or Adidas are going to be helpful. And that's in all of those senses. Adidas, again, is a, you know, decades old shoe company that knows how to build cleats and has, you know, higher tier athletes that they work with than Under Armour does. You know, Under Armour has the Tom Brady's and the Steph Curry's, but, you know, Nike and Adidas have a dozen of each of those at each position, at each sport. So it's just hard. You know, I don't know the scale of these companies to share it like this, but I think when you just look at the scale, you've got Nike who 50 years old, you know, so much money with what they've got, you know, Phil Knight has a ton of money. The number of athletes that they work with, the number of schools that wear their logo. And then you look at Under Armour and you see 20 athletes total.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's retiring and Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are not the dominant factor that they were 10 years ago. You know, it's night and day between the two.
Yeah. And in that vein, and I want us to start moving into maybe talking about what might we know or what don't we know, like just having some fun with what the future could be at this point. But I want to ask you this. You brought up the topic of athletes being associated with the brand. I think you're right. Charles and Bo obviously had a clear influence on this and many others as well. What do we do about Cam? I mean, I know Cam's not playing anymore and he was like the poster child for the college athlete coming out with Under Armour.
Yep.
What about our boy Cam?
That's a hard one.
we just said peace out, Cam. Good luck with that.
You know? I mean, here, you tell me if you had to choose between Cam Newton at one table or Bo and Barkley at another table, I'm going to that table.
Yeah.
You know, if Cam's a casualty of this move, so be it. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's funny you said that when we did our just opening reaction stream to this breaking news the other day, I proposed that exact same thing. You must've been ears burning. Cause we were thinking on the same wavelength here. I proposed get the three big figureheads of Auburn football right now at a table. Who are you going to listen to? You think everybody's going to listen to Cam over Bo and Charles? Like that's just not happening.
Yeah.
So, love you, Cam. Sorry, but, hopefully,
to go down that a little further, like I don't know how much weight Cam has with Under Armour at this point, you know.
Yes.
And as Auburn Elvis just mentioned, like I'm not worried about Cam not being able to wear Auburn apparel when he's on campus. I don't know the last time we've seen Cam Newton in an Auburn shirt when he's on campus.
He's on campus, just not, he's just in something altogether, you know.
I'm not, you know, I'm more upset about watching, you know, Charles Barkley having to spend time and energy wasting taping over the Under Armour logo on his shirt when he's trying to wear a Pat Sullivan shirt jersey. Like, it's stupid. It's nuts. And now we don't have to play that game anymore.
I think we were talking about this. I don't know if he missed this, but will Cam still be able to wear Under Armour Auburn jerseys in public after the con? I think he can do whatever he wants. Like, he's I mean, he's not bound to. And again, there's, how much is he associated with Under Armour anymore, not being an active athlete?
Yeah.
So that's just the question.
Those kind of questions I know are a lot of fun to think about, but the answer is always going to be, it boils down to what their contract stipulates. And I don't have access to that.
Yeah, we're not blessed with, you know, being able to look inside every single thing that we want to, but we're just making good estimations at this point. So I think we've hit the high points of the facts of this, what we do know, what we think we know, and let's have some fun. And this is a good time for you, if you are a viewer, to get some questions, comments, and topics in that you want to hit. We'll hit some that maybe we haven't addressed yet that have already been put in our chat. But I want to move into that type of space here for the rest of our time. I just bounce around to a bunch of different things. Should I just bring the one that's most recent in there right now?
Do it. Whatever you need.
You knew the next thing after, are we getting Nike? Can we have the orange football jerseys, Clint? So right now, I want breaking news from you. Auburn is getting orange jerseys.
No.
I have gotten this question many, many times since yesterday. And this is the important part to remember about this. The logo on the shirt is changing. The decision makers at Auburn are not changing.
Good point.
The roadblocks that have been in place for the last 20, 30, 40 years are still in place. It is always up to the team to have final say on what is worn on the field. I say always, there's always a caveat as well. You know, we can go back to, gosh, was it 2015? Under Armour required Auburn baseball to wear two really bad looking uniforms. I've got one in the closet back there, actually. And they stated that it was required by the contract. I looked in the contract. I could not find any language that required that. But there are some off instances where those things happen. But 95% of the time, it is the team's final say on what is worn. So everybody who's worried about the uniform, the football uniform specifically, getting a big overhaul, going an Oregon approach, it's not going to happen. Auburn still has to approve whatever this team wears.
So do you think they would go ahead and make something that to make a big splash, though? Like, is there a possibility? I know anything's a possibility, so that's almost a stupid question, but like, does there need to be a splash made with this? Like something, an alternate uniform that they could go to, whether it's orange or not? What's your feel on that?
So the way that I think about it is, sure, Nike can spend some time, you know, pitching Auburn on a new design. Under Armour did the exact same thing. And maybe the Nike pitch is better. Maybe it's a better design. Maybe it's more convincing salesman. Whatever it is, it still has to be pitched to the Auburn decision makers. You know, if the coaches like it, it's got to go up that rank. I mean, even just getting the face mask colors a couple of years ago had to go through multiple hoops. It was not just, let's do this. You know, as much as people want to think it is, there's a chain of command at Auburn. And I know that there are other things that other people with the university want to change, but they can't.
Yeah,
because of this is how we've done things, and the people who believe that are the ones who are in charge of that. So there's a process, and if Nike's just better at it, then they're better at it.
Right.
And if we see an orange jersey next year, it's because they were just better at it. Let's be completely honest. Like, you know, you might get a booster or a decision maker, whatever you want to call them, like that kind of views this opportunity as the best opportunity to do something different. Sure. But there, this is why you have multiple people in charge, not just one decision maker. So
yeah,
Nike has a tough task ahead of them if they're looking to do just that. And that might be part of the negotiations with the contract.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yep. Don't have a clue what it says.
Keep the comments and questions coming that you want Clint to address. I wonder what the new team shoe will be like. Any thoughts on shoes?
I'm so happy to finally be a part of the annual Pegasus running shoe release. So I don't have to be the SpongeBob sitting alone at the cafe meme anymore. So you know, every year Nike releases a running shoe, a tennis shoe that is customizable to each school's colorway. They do it for just about every single college team and every single NFL team that they use. So it's a big deal, and we get to be part of that next year. So
is this like one of those things for this, what do you call them, the sneakerheads or something like that? They get real jazzed up. See, that's a world I'm not privy to.
Honestly, no, this won't really affect a lot of the sneakerheads. This is going to be the casual fan is okay. Really going to be really excited about these. These are, you know, if you remember every year, Under Armour, the last couple of years, Under Armour has released tennis shoes that have the Auburn logo on the tongue. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're going to be doing, but with a better sneaker silhouette, I guess.
Sneaker silhouette. Well, okay. I mean, but you're as close as a sneakerhead as some of us are going to get to today. Like, you're at least somewhat versed in that vernacular. We're talking a release of like just the different usage of our colors within the design of the shoe every single year.
Correct.
Okay. And there'd be like a new edition every year. Well, then my wallet's just about to get a little bit lighter, apparently.
Yep.
Which
I'm excited
is
to have that affiliate link.
Let's go. Oh, there. I was like, you're going to work that in there somehow. But, you know, listen, this
I applied for the Nike affiliate program today. So,
man, what a day for Clint Richardson. It has been busy and plenty of things. So that little quick thoughts on shoes, at least what we can. I think there is. What's going to be funny now is to see the different factions, not just of, I want Under Armour, I want Nike, but now we're going to have the jersey people, the shoe people. Are there sock people out there? I don't know. I mean, is that a thing?
No, I don't think you're going to see anything there.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand this question, but I'm going to bring it up. Do you think the Auburn uniform blueprint will be the same as Georgia and Alabama? Would the stripes be a thing that could be added on? Or I guess we're talking tiger stripes. Is that similar to does Georgia do the dog collar?
They did it on one alternate that isn't worn anymore. So
I'm assuming that's what Cynthia's asking. Is tiger
stripes. Cynthia, I'm not entirely sure exactly what you're asking, but just be rest assured that the Auburn football jersey design is going to remain the same. It's just going to be put on a new chassis, effectively. Just like we've seen the Under Armour template change a couple of times. We're going to be moving over to a new Nike chassis, new template that allows for a couple of different things if Auburn wants to go that route. But that's about it. You're still going to see the same design. Nothing's changing there.
We're bringing in like vernacular from somewhere like Auto World now here in the this is going here, places I never thought we would.
Will you hit Matt Austin's question about the Nike visors?
Nike visors, Matt Austin. I got it. Will Auburn be required to wear Nike visors in the helmets, or will players be able to wear the shock visors as Clint reaches down?
All right. So,
look at there.
These are the Under Armour visors. They have a much more squared approach on the top tabs. These are the quick release visor clips. The Under Armour visor, regardless of what you think about Under Armour as an apparel brand, the visors have consistently been considered the top and best visor, especially those clips. The Nike, and I'm going to show off my Jaguars helmet, the Nike tabs are much bigger, much rounded, and these are actually Under Armour clips. So I don't have Nike clips, but... whereas these can be screwed on and off by hand, they've got a big thumb screw in the back. The Nike clips literally hook over the bar on the face mask and have to be screwed in with a screwdriver, so they are not quickly released. No, Auburn will likely not be required to stick with just Nike visors. Nike visors are typically considered not great. The shock visors that Matt mentioned are... designed specifically to fit the Riddell Speedflet's helmet, so that it's the shock 0G, so it's zero gap around the visor and the helmet, so that it's a perfect fill of your field of vision. And we saw a couple of players wearing that this weekend at A-Day, and I think that will be the visor of choice moving forward.
So there you go, folks. Don't say Clint ever didn't say anything nice about Under Armour. The visors, top notch. So there you go. So we're taking a downgrade in the visors, but I think in the grand scheme of things, we'll take, if that's the best we can come up with. In reality, that's not the best that we can come up with what Under Armour gave versus the other ones. But, you know, the reality is when you look at the whole picture, Nike's going to win out, even if in visors, yeah. Under Armour wins the game. Good question. That's not one area. I guess for me, it is part of the uniform, but I think shoes, or pants, shirts, helmets for football. And that's where I stop thinking at, but you got to think about things like that for football visors and shin guards for football. I guess that is football. Matt also had this question. Will we see Jordan shoes involved? I'm assuming 100% we get Bo and Barkley shoes.
I do think we might see a re-release of the Bo Jordan. I'm not the sneakerhead, but 2013, I think they released an orange and blue colorway of a very specific Jordan type of shoe. I think we'll see something like that come back just as a limited run or something, just to celebrate the hype. As far as Jordan shoes specifically, I think you might see some Jordan related merch, or, you know, for purchase in the stores, or more likely for the players to wear, even off the court or on the court. That might happen. It's going to be limited if it does, but that's all going to be stipulated in the contract. And once we get a copy of that, I'll be breaking it down in full detail. So we'll dive into it together.
What's the timeline, do you think, on that?
No idea.
Okay. Cause now you got me intrigued too, that I want to know a little bit about it too. I like the options we will have at buying jerseys, the Fuse, Vapor, and Default, and maybe Mitchell and Ness. Those are words I do not know.
So Mitchell and Ness is a completely separate company, and they do a lot of vintage items. I don't know if they even have an Auburn license to begin with. So that is, it's completely unrelated to this situation. The Vapor Fuse that Unbeaten Lake is mentioning is the new football template that will be worn next, 2025. And it's just the new template. We'll dive into all those details again, but there are multiple levels of jersey quality that Nike offers, from like $100 to $350, which is like almost authentic, same thing that the players wear. As far as, the normal casual fan is concerned, you've got like $100, $125, and $150 level. Now, the biggest problem with this new Vapor Fuse retail jersey is they are no longer stitched tackle twill numbers. They are all heat pressed and screen printed. And you are paying more money for the lesser quality jersey at this point. That's a big, big bummer. And I hate that. And I hope that Nike and Under Armour and everybody involved gets on it, because we cannot have third party, bootleg knockoff jerseys that are at a higher quality, are more accurate, and a better price point. So I think you're going to see some real disruption in that industry in the next couple of years. And I hope and pray that the Big Three get this right, because it's about freaking time.
You still consider Under Armour part of the Big Three, huh?
I do.
No? Just because you lose Auburn. I mean, most people, when they lose Auburn, they fall out of grace with everybody, but that's just being part of the Auburn branding there. This is a good question that I want to address, and I think it's a little obvious. Yes. Will the stadium change, like wear the Under Armour logo and said protect this house?
Yes.
Let me add to that, Clint. I think it's an obvious yes. You can't just leave a logo up there. But is there anywhere else that we're not thinking of and that I know you probably might have thought of where we will see Under Armour removed from that was kind of obvious?
I think it's going to be a lot more the, you know, it's going to be kind of that thing of, oh, I didn't realize that was here situation, mm-hmm. even for me who pays attention to this. It's not going to be as front and center as like all the AUs on campus, like when Stephen Leith tried to change it in 2019.
Don't go down that rabbit hole. Don't get revved up.
Fight me on that one. you know, it's not on the court, but it's going to be on all those little signs. So, you know, you've got the banner over the tunnel in the football stadium. You also have a big square on the Jumbotron. You've got, you know, just signage everywhere has to be changed. And according to the contract, has to be changed out 180 days after the conclusion of the contract.
Hmm. So it's quite a bit of time.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to take that long, but that's there legally as the, not a lawyer. I don't know what I'm reading because this is very legalese in these contracts. Auburn has no right to display an Under Armour logo after 180 days come July 1st, 2025.
I would imagine with them wanting to make a big celebration of sorts, which you anticipate when this goes live, that it will be a very quick process. And I mean, the general fan won't see the stadium, obviously. None of us truly will unless you somehow have access to the stadium until opening kickoff of that year. So you'll leave one season. It'll be protect this house. The next, it'll probably be a Nike swoosh.
Yeah. You're not going to notice it.
Can I just be honest? If there is one thing I'm sad is that it will not say protect this house anymore. Let just give them credit. That was a cool slogan.
It was great. It was such a good one. And that piggybacking off of Click Clack was just how Under Armour built up their brand, you know, in the early 2000s. And that's just where it fell.
It was a good start though, but you will have name recognition associated with having Nike swoosh everywhere. And let me, I got to find the comment for it, but I'll find one that associated with it, but I think you know where I'm going here. I want you to give maybe your take, and we've talked about it before, about recruiting. And I know you don't follow recruiting a whole lot, but just what do you think is truly going to be the impact of this in recruiting? Do you think it is? Coach Hugh Freeze said last week in a press conference he doesn't think it makes that big of a difference. What's your take?
So forgive me, Kyle, but yesterday I did a show with another I did an interview with another show.
That's it. And get him off now.
Sorry. I'm kidding. And I was speaking with Justin Hokanson on his show, and he is obviously much more ingrained in the recruiting world than I am, so I defer to their expertise in the sense. And per Justin, it's not going to be a huge deal when it comes to football because of just, so, you know, if you kind of step back and look at the past 15, 20 years, Nike and Adidas both had deep pockets and deep connections with the AAU basketball world. Mm-hmm. And this is the train of thought that a lot of people take with this, that, you know, Nike would sign an AAU team and sign those players, and that AAU coach and Nike would both funnel those players to be recruited and commit to Nike branded schools. And then after they graduate, they're going to be signed as a Nike athlete, all that kind of stuff. So it was almost a coach in waiting, a contract in waiting kind of situation. So, you know, as Justin said it much better yesterday on his show, that with NIL and with the portal as it is today, that those ties have kind of been diminished by a lot. So is it going to hurt? No. Is it going to help? It might, but I still stand by what I said for many years. If a recruit comes to your school and his biggest concern is the uniforms, he's probably not the right player for you.
Amen.
When you've got a kid, an 18, 19 year old kid who is coming to your campus and looking to spend at most 4 to 6 years at your school, the last thing he should be worried about is the uniforms. He should be worried about the coaching staff, the facilities, the atmosphere around the area, how well that program can get him to the next level. And you know, honestly, he should be more concerned. He and his parents should be more concerned about, you know, what degree options are available.
Yeah.
What are the professors like? What's the cost of tuition? Like, when you just look at all of those things that are probably discussed in these meetings, uniforms should not be in the top 20.
Yeah.
And I get that for some players it is, but that's such a fleeting thing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're at a school like Oregon who changes every year. What if you don't like the uniform?
Yeah.
You know, yes, you get to go home with a lot more gear than anybody else. If that's important to you, sure. You know, but it's when people try to put such a blanket statement over it that this is going to help. I just don't see it. I have to question that logic.
I don't either. It's one of those things that, as I talk about a lot on everything we do, that gets perpetuated on message boards and social media. Somebody said something. I heard my uncle say this was a recruit said no because of this. And then the recruiting junkies perpetuate it. So I like the way you have always phrased it. Does it hurt? No. Does it help? Maybe. But it's not the biggest thing in the world. And frankly, that was probably the least part of the decision-making process in all of this.
Yeah.
We are getting towards the end here, and we want to at least bring up what you have displayed there really quick. So last minute, you don't want to bring that up, or you do?
No, I forgot about it.
Well, we'll just bring it up so people can see the new logo on there in just a second. But
let's do it.
Get your last minute comments and questions with final reminders here for you before we kind of round out our show with Clint. We do have our regular call-in show happening right after this. It will be a separate stream. We hope that you can join us right after this. Technically, it starts at 8. Probably be a little late starting, but hop on over there. You can call in. We can continue the conversation. Anybody is fair game and to join over there and talk about anything and everything. Auburn, make sure you're subscribing. And Clint, why don't you use this time real quick to go ahead and plug stuff that you want to plug about how people can support you, get more information from you, all that good stuff.
Oh man, it's been a busy, busy 2 days. So as always, check out everything the Auburn Uniform Database has to offer at auburnuniforms.com. We've got over 340 combined seasons of Auburn athletic uniforms displayed, including a complete history of Auburn uniforms across the sports that are tracked. Follow me on social media at ClintAU24 on Twitter and at Auburn Uniforms everywhere else for so much more information than what goes on the website. If you enjoy, I'm forgetting where I am, Kyle. It's been a long day. If you enjoy the work that I do and want to support it, you can visit my website and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link. It's think about Patreon, but more a la carte, one time purchase kind of thing, or you can become a member and financially support what I do.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Love it. Make sure you guys support Clint. He does a lot more than just uniform stuff. It's all about history, Auburn aesthetics. His work is very much valued, and we need to support him when we can. All right, let me bring this up on screen. Nothing really super, I mean, it's exciting in the sense, how did I do this last
time? How did you do this, Kyle?
How did I do this? Look at all this switching around and stuff. Look at it. It's just, how did I do this last time? There we go.
There we go.
Hey, all hit right.
Right so button this time.
That hit the right button. Hey, at least my camera works. Oh,
hey. Hey, Elvis had a great comment.
He did.
Unfortunately, that one was on my phone, and my phone overheated and shut down halfway through. So, no, it didn't.
You've just been having so much bad luck lately. Anyway, all right. Get your comments, questions, topic in real quick. Clint, we've been asking a lot of topics and questions directed at you, but is there anything that we haven't touched on in this whole conversation of what you need to know about Auburn and Nike yet that you feel like we need to, if we can just go to questions.
I can't think of anything right now. If there's the article on auburnuniforms.com is about 2000 words. So dive really deep into what to expect, especially uniform wise. If you've been keeping up with the Major League Baseball uniform fiasco, like, we hit on that. Are we going to expect that at Auburn as well? So there's going to be a lot more information to break down over the next 16 months, and the content brain is already running about how we're going to break that down.
You know what's funny? I was thinking before we started this, man, I mean, this is a Super Bowl and it's just downhill from here. No, this is just beginning for you.
Yes. And it's funny because this is like my third Super Bowl, according to everybody else. I had the Super Bowl when the logo change was announced. I had a Super Bowl when the orange face mask returned, when the white face mask were made. So it has been a good 10 years on the Auburn uniform database, 10th anniversary this year, and celebratory merch also available.
Wait. I just figured it out. You're in cahoots. You figured out how to make this happen during your 10-year anniversary. Don't play, sir, like you didn't work with the university on your 10-year anniversary to get the Nike deal done. Don't you dare deny it.
I will deny it because it ain't true.
It's all coming to light now. Now we figured out what's going on behind. Clint is more involved than y'all think, folks.
All right. Well, because we've been talking a lot about this Nike Vaporfuse template, let's dive into this just real quick. Okay. So this is the new jersey that you will very likely see next season. The biggest feature, there's two big features that anybody who pays attention at all is going to notice. The first one is this giant mesh cow catcher grill, as they call it, on the collar. It's much more tone on tone, but it's still very visible when you see it on a player. Typically this will house a logo. So I think we might see the Auburn logo return here for the first time since 2004. These areas, these logos are much larger than the buttons that were worn back then. So this might return. This big V-shaped seam that runs just below the collar to the shoulders, this is the worst part about this entire thing. So you can really see this if you look at like a Texas uniform right now, because Texas has a giant word mark between the collar and the numbers. And because of this seam, it pushes everything further down. So if Auburn wants to stick to the Auburn chest mark that they've worn for the last 20 plus years, it's going to go below this seam and it's going to push this number down. And it's not going to look great if they do that. So I hope they stick with the logo on the collar. But you've got, you know, I don't know how well this is picking up on the screen, but all these little mesh points on parts of the jersey, these are laser perforated holes. So these are not, it's not mesh, it's cut through this material. These, you know, one thing that you should be prepared for when it comes to Nike is a lot of bull crap marketing speak. And I say that as somebody who works in marketing. They are going to try to tell you that every inch of every ounce of every item that they produce is manufactured and studied, and it might be, but it's not going to make you 15% faster like they claim it will be. Mm. And a lot, everybody does this, not just Nike, but Nike is just the king of this. Well, so
it can't make you 15% faster if they spend the time, that 15%, telling you about it. So, I mean,
but you can spend 15% on car insurance.
Oh my God. how did that happen?
That happened because you went there. So that's kind of, those are kind of the big things. Nike also really loves these inner collar slogans or details. So,
yep.
You know, typically it's, you know, win the day or, you know, whatever the slogan of the coaches that season. So you might see War Damned, or you might see Be the Creed, you might see I Believe in Work, Hard Work, or anything like that. So those are details that they love to push. And it's really hard to get excited about it because you're never going to see it.
Hey, I'll get excited about they put Be the Creed on it right now. I'm just telling you.
I mean, I agree. I had a previous mock-up years ago that had work, hard work on the collar.
That's a good one.
But I needed something a little bit more simple just to get the point across.
Sound mind, sound body, you know, all that.
There's a lot you can pull from the Creed, or, you know, it could be Auburn Fast if it's a Gus situation.
So now we're going back to days.
Good to great if it's Chizik. So there's all sorts of stuff that can happen. But
lots of marketing to be had.
Yeah.
By Nike.
1-0 mentality.
1-0 mentality.
But yeah, this is what you're going to get. And expect a lot of this kind of stuff across all the sports.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's just very detailed.
Well, buddy, I know we're not done talking about this. There will be many more days, many more conversations, many more opportunities to continue to talk about what has been a saga and a time that I know that you've been waiting for quite some time. So we appreciate
it. I am just glad that it is finally announced.
But now you're going to get a new set of questions that are going to be repeatedly asked you over and over again. So just get ready.
Yes, it's just the vitriol that was surrounding the Under Armour versus Nike. Who's good? Who's bad? Who's evil? Who's godsend? It was just so annoying.
Well, it'll still continue. I hate to break it to you. But
anybody want to moderate my Facebook comments for me?
No, because I have to moderate mine. Anyway, thank you so much, Clint, for joining us to give us the in-depth look at what you need to know, Auburn and Nike. The future is at hand. We will enjoy one final year with Under Armour and then move into the future.
Bag up all those discounted Under Armour items.
Hey, man, I'm all for it right now.
Absolutely.
That's all we've got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Until we talk to you again, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on the E2C Network. On your way out, I want to remind you to stop by e2cnetwork.com. It's your one-stop shop for all our content across our podcast, YouTube channel, and much more. To stay up to date with us, make sure you're following social media accounts such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. While our content here may always be Auburn sports heavy, if it's orange and blue, it's what we do. War Eagle.